Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Beep, bop, boop, 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 bop, beep. Hi, my friends, that's here. Scoot, bop, bop, bop.
Scoot, bop, bow, bow.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, hi, hi. What are you wearing?
This is like my podcast dress now. It's just like a house dress. And a scarf, because I took my hair out last night, and I need to wash it, and then put the hair back in.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair. So, like, you've had your hair shaved. Mm-hmm. The sides have been shaved for, how many years?
A few. I don't actually even remember how many.
Was it shaved when you did your special?
No. So I guess definitely after 2017.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, it's been shaved for close to a decade, and that's wrong.
Well, it was this style... like maybe 2012. Like it was, I had this style before years ago, and then it grew out. I grew all of it out again, and then I shaved it again.
Huh. So I knew you in 2012.
Correct.
And your head was shaved in 2012?
I'm guessing. I don't actually remember, but I just know that I've had this style in New York. Before.
In New York City.
In New York City. Places.
When I knew you.
And you knew me.
Huh.
And then I grew it all out again to a fro and then shaved it again.
Huh. I'm having trouble with my hair. This is why I asked. I was like, okay. I don't know what to do with it. I guess I'm just going to try to grow it out.
Sure. Yeah.
But taking care of it seems so daunting.
I really want to shave all mine off again because I'm excited to start fresh. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing.
I am starting fresh and I'm doing poorly. I just don't know. I don't know what my hair needs.
Oh, interesting.
Like when you had a big fro, it was like soft and fluffy and I wanted to touch it at times. But like, I didn't want to ask because I don't like when people ask to touch mine. So I was like, I won't do that to my friend.
You could have asked.
I could have asked.
Yeah, you're my friend.
Oh, okay.
And you also probably would have touched it in a way of like, I just want to compare textures as opposed to I have never seen this before and I don't understand what it feels like.
Because I feel like mine is like coarse and dry, but yours felt fluffy and moisturized and hydrated. But you like you like taking care of your hair.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I do. But I don't love the texture now. I feel like it's been... blow dried a few times for jobs, like a little too hot, and I feel like that changed the texture of it. So now it's fluffy, but in a way that I do not like.
Interesting. I found this thing. I didn't find it. The woman, Kimora, who I love very much, who does my hair on Grand Cru, she has this thing that she discovered. It looks like a tennis racket, and you like rub it in a circle on your hair. I mean, no, I slept on it, so it doesn't look good. But it makes the curls curlier.
Ooh.
And I've been, she does it to me every day. And it's like, really? Like, I think my hair follicles are like, somebody cares. Somebody's doing something. We should rise. Because my hair's grown a bunch.
Oh, good. Yay.
And I have one for you.
Yay. Thank you.
So you can stimulate your follicles.
I do want to stimulate my follicles.
It sounds like a euphemism.
Hey, babe, I want to stimulate your follicles.
Yeah, I'm going to stimulate those follicles all night.
Can we talk about something we talked about yesterday? Mm-hmm. We talked for so long yesterday.
Like 2 hours. And then we're going to talk. And then we're going to talk more today.
I threatened. So our first phone call yesterday, I threatened to call you back because I was charging my phone. And then I made good on my threat.
You
called
did.
You back at like midnight. But you told me that you and your man sleep naked.
Correct.
And I can't. I like went to sleep being like, what the fuck?
And what were you wearing when you went to sleep and you were thinking this?
My fucking wedding dress. No, I was wearing a Welcome to Belize long night dress that I got at a thrift store. But yeah, like, I just don't understand the mechanics of this. Kimmy, do you sleep naked with your boo-boo?
No, I'm a t-shirt, big, weird t-shirt and underwear girl.
Okay. So, Sashir, okay, let's just, like, walk me through this.
Okay.
Do you, like, pee before bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you pee, and then you come out of that bathroom butt-ass naked. And then casually walk to your bed.
Yeah. There's a good chance that I was naked for a while before I peed.
What?
Like, if I shower and I dry off and I'm like about to go to bed, yeah, I just might be naked.
So you shower, dry off, then you're just roaming around your room naked.
Yeah, it's my room. Like, there's no guests.
I know there's no guests. I just can't, like, I don't know. Your titties, aren't they flapping?
Yeah.
And that doesn't...
Yeah, they sure are. But what am I going to do, put a bra on and then take it off before I climb in bed?
Well, sometimes I sleep in a bra, which I know is very strange to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I just like to know where they are when I'm sleeping.
I also heard, I don't know if this is true, because I think there's many theories, but that if you wear a bra all the time, the muscles that hold your breast up don't get to be activated or used. So then they kind of stop working, and that's what causes sagging.
Oh.
But then I've also heard if you don't wear a bra, that also causes sagging. So I don't know. I just don't wear a bra when I don't need to.
I think they're just going to sag regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just nature. I don't think my boobies can sag anymore. I don't have enough of them to sag anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They would just be like, we just hang here, friend.
This is where we are.
So, okay. This is just so... And then if you... Okay, so you
What is the issue? What is bothering you about this? Like, the fact that I'm walking around naked, or the fact that I'm in the bed naked, or the amount of time I spend being naked?
I guess it's the amount of time that you spend naked. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you want a glass of water, do you go to the kitchen naked?
No, because we do have like some windows that are not covered. So mm-hmm. I'll put a house dress on or a robe and get water.
And then you get water and then you take your house dress or robe right off?
Uh-huh. If I'm getting to bed, yeah.
Every night.
I do sleep naked every night, yes.
Then why do you have pajamas?
For when I'm sleeping over at your pajamas. House. Or I know, I have many pajamas. For when I'm like around other people. If I'm like on a trip with a group of people and we are getting ready for bed but want to hang out in the living room or whatever. I mostly wear my pajamas around you.
Maybe and that's what I don't understand. Because I've seen you in so many pajamas and then you revealed pretty late in the game of our friendship that you're a naked sleeper. And I was like, but I've been so proud of your pajama game.
They still get used. I still use the pajamas. Just not at home.
I guess I've never slept naked. So I don't, maybe like once or twice when I've been very, very drunk. So mm-hmm. I guess I also just don't understand the mechanics of that. Because your titties just move so much. Or at least mine do. And I don't even have that many. Mm-hmm. And yours are bigger than mine. So I'm just like, what are you, like, smacking your, like, face with them? Like, doesn't that wake you up?
What do you think is happening when I'm sleeping? I'm not, like, doing jumping jacks in the bed. I'm sleeping. I'm laying down. They're not moving all around. They lay like I lay.
Well, I always wake up in a different position. Like, sometimes I go to sleep vertical and then wake up horizontal. So, like, for me, I move a lot. So I'm like, I guess my titties would be hitting me. Well, not me, because they're not that big. I guess it's okay. I guess I could really move on.
I want you to try going to bed naked.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Try
it's
it.
It's freaking me out.
You might like it. Just try it.
Okay. Okay.
Because you already have the bed covers. That's already a cover. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't. For me, mm-hmm. I don't need a layer of clothing as well as a layer of bedding. I feel okay. Sufficiently covered with the bedding.
Fair. Huh. Okay. I'll try it.
Okay, great.
And I'll report back to you.
Please. I would love to know your thoughts.
But what if I just wear a big t-shirt? Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe start with a big t-shirt.
Okay.
No underwear.
No underwear.
No bra.
I read that you got to air the pussy out.
You got to air the pussy out.
And then you said that's why I got so mad at you when you tried to wear a bathing suit to bed.
Yes. And you didn't understand. I was like, a bathing suit is way more constricting than just underwear. At least just wear underwear.
Oh, boy. It is as if I was raised by an animal and I'm like feral. Like, I don't know much about anything.
Well, this is also like some information we have to look up ourselves, too. We're not like just given this information, unfortunately.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Oh my God, Sashir, I had like a breakthrough in pole the other day.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so leaning forward while like in a pole sit has been really hard for me and I don't know why, but I did it the other day.
Yay.
And I like held my leg out and then I bent forward and I held the leg and I held there for a really long time. And Veronica spotted me at first and then she was like, I'm walking away. And then she walked away and I was like, I'm doing it. She's like, you are. And I was like, I'm stuck. I have no idea how to come out of this.
I can't stop doing it.
And then she was like, you know what? That's good because you were like, you had the points and you were like sticking. And I was like, yes, but like, help me down.
Yay, I'm so glad.
Yeah, still can't get upside down. It's getting easier to like walk in heels again, which is really nice.
Oh, nice.
Boy, it's been a journey. It's almost a year since I tumbled all the way down my stairs.
I know.
Ugh. Maybe I can start roller skating again.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. You know, the leader of a skate gang who can't skate.
We really miss our leader. Who's going to lead us?
I don't know.
It is nice that like parts of the skate gang still like break off and skate with each other. Mm-hmm. They'll be like this person and this person. Like, you've really brought us all together.
I know. And I guess everyone got busy again. My therapist, I think I might have said this on this podcast. Maybe it was Why Won't You Date Me? I talk a lot. But my therapist was like, we're going to be nostalgic for this time. And I was like, are you joking? You maniac! But then I was like, the other day I was like, I had so much, this is from a very privileged point, and I understand that I'm privileged. And I understand that I'm very lucky that I'm able to work from home and still make money. But it was like really nice to like spend my summer like with my friend. It felt like camp.
It did.
When it was like you could be outside in a mask. It was like, okay, let's do that. And I had a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. There were some really, really fun parts that we wouldn't have done if we didn't have to lock down.
Yeah. And I'm trying. So like I'm going back out doing shows to gather new material. And I told my agent, I was like, every other weekend, please, because it would just be nice to be like, oh, I have a weekend. People are off. I can like have a life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this year I was doing bad at living a life.
You were?
Yeah, a little. Because it'd be like, I'd miss things. Like people would have parties and shit. And I'd be like, well, I'm in fucking...
Yeah.
Appleton, Wisconsin, getting screamed at.
Yeah. You also need to live a life so you have stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Can't just be working.
No, I cannot be that Rihanna song, or Rihanna, depending on how you want to say it. But she don't care because her real name's Robin. You got to work. No, Rihanna, Robin, Rihanna. No work. You got to rest.
Exactly. Got to rest.
When are you touring again? Because you're going to do a special.
Yeah, I was going to do one May of 2020. And of course,
Something happened. You had a birthday.
I did have a birthday in May of 2020. Yes.
5-6.
Yeah.
I don't know why that brings me so much joy that that's how I remember your birthday.
You get so excited too. You're like 5-6 because 5-6-7. That's how you remember.
Oh God, truly just a feral little person.
But we moved the taping to next summer, mostly because, well, F1, I got to say all these words again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when I'm going to tour because I'm filming Home Economics in forever.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to be filming this for a long time. Or, you know, we'll see. But I just don't want to go out for a weekend and then come back. I guess I could. I mean, mm-hmm. you did that, but I don't know how you did that.
It was really hard. Yeah. Like, I won't pretend that it's not hard anymore, because I used to be like, whatever, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Yeah. But like this time around, I was like, oh, no, this is like hard and like kind of taking a toll on not my body, but like my mind, because mm-hmm. I'd wake up and be like, am I in a hotel? No, this is my bed. OK. Oh, wait, like this week was all fucked up because I was in New York for the weekend. And then I kept thinking yesterday was Thursday. And then everyone was like, no, Nicole, you don't have to come back to work tomorrow. It's Saturday. And I was like, why? And they're like, today is Friday. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's worth it. And it's also like, are you adding new material to it? Or because your material is not super topical.
Yeah. Some of it's evergreen. Yeah. But I just got to go through it and be like, do I still even want to say this? Or like, because I'm now a different, you know, I'm a different person 2 years later. This material is like 2 years old. So it's like, yeah, do I want to still say this? Or do I have an updated version of it or whatever? So I just need to go through it and figure out what I want.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing. That's what I was doing. I was like going through my notebook being like, yes, no, yes. Well, I guess I'll save that. I don't know. This. Now I got to cobble together a new hour.
And it begins again.
It is kind of wild. That's like you put so much work into this thing and then you put it out to the world and then everyone goes, no.
I know.
If I hear the same thing again, I'll kill you.
Just where's crazy. More?
More.
It's like I just wrote an hour monologue for you.
Yeah, I feel like I over, because I was really burnt out in 2019, because I was like literally out, because I didn't have, I think I only had nailed it. And then I was doing guest spots on different shows. So I was just out every weekend. And I got real burnt. And I talked a lot on Why Won't You Date Me about people screaming at me, to the point where like fans are like, we don't talk during her show. And there's a couple points where I like ask a question and they're like, you're not going to trick us.
We're not going to be talked about on your podcast.
It is very funny. But yeah, boy, oh boy. Traveling, it's a lot.
It takes thank a lot you. Of you.
I said thank you, but I want to say thank you publicly for getting me on a plane. Because I absolutely would have missed that plane if I had to take it alone.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it was very funny. I'm glad that I was like, yeah, I'll come to your place before we take the plane to New York and we'll go together. And but also I left later than I anticipated, but we were still at least able to leave on time. And then you were like, I got to take the recycling out. I got to put these dishes away. I got to do that. And I was like, I recognize this behavior because I do this as well, where you start doing stuff that has nothing to do with you leaving. And then it just adds to the time that takes before you walk out the door. And I was like, should we maybe just get the car?
You very gently were like, I do this a lot. Things that have nothing to do with the task at hand, which makes me a little later. Do you think that's what you're doing? As I was holding like recycling and two tomatoes. And I was like, I think that's what I'm doing. But I should put these tomatoes away. And you were like, we should go. And I was like, yes. But the tomatoes? And then I packed in a way that was insane. Instead of bringing my suitcase upstairs to pack my things, I scurried around my room and gathered half clean and half dirty clothes, brought them downstairs, folded them up, put them in a suitcase. And then I had to pack a dummy. It'll make sense when you see it. A six foot dummy in my carry on. And then you were like, oh, boy, this isn't going to work. And then we had to reconfigure everything. And then I tried to get on the plane before carry on. And then I got in a fight with the gate agent, which is I was the person I hate.
You're
like,
a terror.
I was so bad. She was like, you can't go on with four carry-ons. And I was like, or three, because you were holding my garment bag.
Yeah.
And I was like, usually they just let me on. And she's like, no, we could get a fine. And I was like, well, and she was like, well, we're going to check it. And I said, fine. And then I tried to leave it at the gate. She's like, no, you have to roll it to the end of the jetway. And I looked at you and I said, well, if I have to roll it anywhere, I'm taking it on the plane.
Yeah, she put the sticker on it so we can go under the plane. And we didn't even really leave her eyesight. And you just ripped it off. You're like, nah. I'm not putting this under the plane. And then we rolled onto the plane and you stored it away and it was fine.
And then she got on the plane. And when I saw her, I pretended to be asleep, which is a clear. She saw me awake and then go, I didn't pretend to be asleep. So she was probably like, oh, she brought this on the plane. But then she was like, I don't know, pick my fucking battles. I don't want to talk to this woman again. She's badly behaved. Everyone's been badly behaved on planes. I keep seeing videos.
Yeah.
But mine was like for a reason, because I was like, if they lose this,
you need it.
I needed this. I needed it. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
But then on the way back, I figured out how to consolidate it all. Mm-hmm. I did good on the way back. And then as you let go of your suitcase and let it roll for a minute. And it made me laugh so hard. I was like, I'll do it too. But I had more shit on mine. So like it really gained speed. And then it slammed into a wall and fell over and I couldn't stop laughing and nobody behind us laughed. And I was like, guys, we're having fun. Like, this is fun.
Yeah, we're dumb in public. I was just like, ooh, a ramp. And I just like let go of my suitcase and I was like, look at it go. And then you were like, yeah, me too. And then it just started spinning and toppling over. And I'm sure people behind us were like, can you just get on the fucking plane? Get out of our way.
But here's the thing. I love to giggle. I love it. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't like giggling. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with all of you? Oh, boy.
I don't know.
And then did you finish that movie we were watching on the plane?
Oh, I did. I fell asleep at part of it. And then I woke up and I finished the whole thing. Did you?
I fell asleep. Didn't finish it because I was like, I don't believe this.
Oh, interesting.
So it was called
Wolfpack. This documentary.
Yeah. About, was it 6 kids who were raised inside by a dad who is like a Hare Krishna? Who believe, like, what was it?
He did say things like, I'm God. Mm-hmm. He think he was trying to create some sort of like, I don't know. I'm sure he wouldn't say cult, but like, you know, some sort of community where he has lots and lots of kids. And the guy was Brazilian. Mm-hmm. The mom was from America.
A white lady.
Pretty sure. Yeah. And then they moved to New York, which I still don't know why that was a movie made.
They moved to New York. They lived in the Lower East Side in like low income housing, I think. And they didn't go outside because they were like, New York's dangerous. And it's like, then move to Idaho.
Yeah. I was like, because also the dad, he was like, I don't believe in working, or like, this is my rebellion against the establishment. I just won't work. But it's then like, they moved to a cheaper place.
Yeah. It was very confusing. But then they like stayed inside and they said there was one year where they didn't go outside, but the dad would go out and gather food. And then it didn't seem hard for them to leave the apartment.
And well, it was for a minute, it was, because the dad was the only one who had a key to go outside. But then eventually, I guess, when one of the kids, when he got to be a teenager, was like, I'm taking the key.
But he didn't take the key. He left when the dad went to go gather food, and the dad was gone for 3 to 4 hours to get food. And then he just left. And I was like, so how did he get out? That was my one, like, My second one was, they seemed so chill about having cameras in their house. And I was like, why now share your story?
Well, they also, big part of the documentary is that the kids, because they couldn't go outside, they would watch tons and tons of movies and then recreate these movies on their own. They would write out every single word and like write scripts. They would make their own costumes, rehearse it, film it. So I feel like they're actually used to cameras more than people. They've had cameras in their faces for years because they filmed each other. So I think maybe having a documentary crew, and by crew, it's probably just one person. Maybe they felt fine. But then I also don't know how the crew even knew about this. How does anyone know about this family?
That was another issue that I had.
When the first kid walked out, he made a mask, which probably looked horrifying. I think he like maybe made a paper mask.
Yes.
And was walking into stores. And people were like, there's a
not predator. Well,
we don't know what this is. And maybe that made headlines. And so
maybe
then maybe someone approached them and was like, wait, did you say your family never leaves?
It just all seemed a little too convenient for me. But it was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And I liked those kids.
Yeah, they were good kids.
They were cool. The scene at the beach made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, they came in like dress shoes.
Yeah.
And trousers.
And then I liked that they talked like they were from the movie.
Yeah, like
they know. Yeah, they talked with like affectations.
Yeah.
What's a word? I don't know.
Yeah, it was interesting. We tried to watch Saw.
Oh my
first.
God.
We're like, Spiral. Watch this.
Oh, yeah, Spiral. The Saw chapter with Chris Rock. And the first scene, I'm not giving anything away, but this man is held up in front of a train by his fucking tongue. And yeah. It was gruesome.
Gruesome.
And I yelped a bunch. I was like, oh, oh no.
And Nicole's like, is this a bad idea? And I was like, yeah, we shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I actually liked the first Saw movie.
Yeah.
And maybe the second. And then they just started being like, how can we make the most disgusting, bloody scenarios possible? And then I didn't really like them anymore.
Yeah. I got off board with that. It was like torture porn, which is not for me. It was like, what's the cleverest way we can murder somebody with all the blood and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit too much for my little head.
Too much. No, thanks. Scary.
Also, Delta served us. Okay, listen. On the way to New York, you get John and Vinny's. I feel like I've talked about this before on a podcast. It's delicious. I had some spinach fucking noodles that crushed my soul. They were so good. As I ate them, I watched this year. Oh my God, I said your name wrong again. During the special, happening? I said her name wrong. I was like, my friend. And I was like, oh no, Zashir. Zashir was sleeping and I was like, her noodles are going to get cold. And I know it's delicious. So I told the flight attendant, I said, please wake my sister up. She's over there. Sister with an R, not an A. She's blood. Please. And then the flight attendant didn't really try. She just kind of like poked you. And then she was like, sorry. And I was like, oh, no. But it was so good on the way there.
Yeah. Eventually I woke up and then was like, oh, food. And I slammed it in my mouth and then probably went back to sleep.
And then on the way back, the weirdest lasagna I've ever had.
Yeah, it was like sheets, sheets of pasta, but then all the sauce was on the side.
It was so bizarre. And strange. I was so jazzed for that lasagna.
You really were.
Because I love lasagna.
I love lasagna.
But it wasn't that good. I didn't even finish my lasagna.
Dang.
Yeah.
Because you really didn't like it.
When we landed in New York, this man was playing Family Feud at full volume.
Yeah, right behind me. I was like, is that a full? Someone just watching this on their phone?
Just an episode of Family Feud. He was like, I love Steve Harvey.
And he didn't even get up to leave. Like, everyone's like leaving the plane. He's like, I still got to figure out how they ended this.
I'd like to think that he lives on that plane. Like, he was at home. We were just in his, we were guests.
We were guests. I also, on that same flight, you were texting me that you were hungry. We weren't sitting next to each other because we had booked our tickets at different times. Mm-hmm. So we're in the same section, but I could see you over other people, but we weren't next to each other. And you were like, I'm hungry. And I was like, I have a granola bar. And so I asked one of the flight attendants, will you give this to my sister? And then she gave it to you. And then I guess she said your sister sent this to you or something. And then through your mask, I think you were trying to ask me, did you say I'm your sister? Is that what you're asking me?
I think so.
And then you're like, oh, yes, the mask. You can't understand me. So then he's texted. And I was like, yes, I said that we're sisters because I thought that would make her want to help more. Then can you give this to my friend? She's hungies.
Through my mask, I was mouthing, did you call me your sister? And then you were like, you like put your hands up to be like, what? And I was like, and I repeated myself and then was like, oh, she can't see my mouth. You know, I just sometimes if I wasn't so anxious, I probably would have started crying because that was dumb. Yeah. But then I called you my sister because I was like, it's been established. I don't want to like go back with anything. But then I was like, she'll wake her up. I'm like, my sister needs to eat. I think that's what I said. I was like, can you wake my sister up? She needs to eat. And I don't want her food to get cold. I should have been like, she's not well. She needs her food.
She'll die if she doesn't eat this lasagna.
She's never eaten before. She needs it. She's hungry. Honestly, sometimes I mean, I like a trip, but traveling is very fun with a friend.
Yeah. Yes, with a friend. Absolutely.
By yourself, it's really lonely.
And draining.
Yeah. But man, with a friend, you tee-hee-hee, you ha-ha-ha, you have a nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's travel more.
We're going to.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Hawaii.
Yeah. But we can travel more.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's do that. Well, yeah, we're going to the Madonna Inn. I have to book those rooms.
You definitely do, because I feel like they get booked up
fast. They do. I'm going to do it right after. I'm going to write it in my notebook. Wait, what is in this notebook?
I'm sure other notes from other episodes that you never revisited.
Oh, yeah. Porsche course, hot air balloon, a Madonna Inn,
yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sip and paint. We got to do that sip and paint.
Oh, yeah. That was like a trap. Sip and paint, trap music, sip and paint. Is that what it was?
It was like trap music, sip and paint, where you paint like a hot man who's naked.
Love it. Well, I'm into it. Let's do it.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Wait, should we do a quizzy poo or something?
Or a question.
Or a question.
Maybe a couple questions.
Couple questions, you got.
Yeah, let's do a couple questions. Heal the world, solve everyone's problems.
Let's solve some problems.
We heard back from our lovely friend who called in about the homophobic homeless man.
Oh.
And he was also wanting to teach Spanish. So our friend called back and has some Spanish for both to learn.
Hi, Sister Nicole. It's Avalon the Gemini, the trans bitch from Target. And I'm here to teach you guys some phrases in Spanish you guys could probably use. Okay, so Sashir, I know that you're a working girl. We love that for you. You know, you're booking those gigs. But if you're ever in Hispanic country, here's a phrase that could help you get what you want if you're not getting it. Okay, are you ready? It goes, okay. Si no me traes lo que te pedí, voy a secuestrar tu bebé y usar su sangre para completar mi ritual de juventud. Okay, so basically what that means is, if you don't bring me what I'm asking you, I'm going to take your baby and use its blood to complete my youth ritual. Okay, so Nicole, you just like me are a horny bitch. I'm not talking about like swiping on Tinder horny. I'm talking about like dry heaving over some like 6 foot tall, like middle-aged cock at Trader Joe's. You know, it's like when you get that condensation inside of your mask. Okay, so I know you like to travel. And again, if you're ever going to like a Hispanic country, you could probably use this to pick up guys if you wanted to. Okay, so it goes, entierra tu salchicha profundamente en mi culo y lléname de tu leche. Okay, so that basically means you also have to do that same intonation to make sure that it works. But basically what that means is bury your cock deep inside of my ass and fill me with your cum. Okay, girls, you know, go practice that. And, you know, I love you guys so much. And I hope you guys have a great day.
I mean, this person can truly call anytime they want.
I was just thinking, I was like, should we get weekly updates from Avalon?
I was just thinking that. I was like, honestly, I would like to hear what's going on in their life at all times. It was so funny because Avalon said leche. I was like, oh, I think they're saying they want someone to fill me with something, with some cream. And I was right. So I understand a little bit of Spanish.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, these are helpful phrases, for sure.
These are very helpful phrases. Avalon, yeah, please call every week and give us just an update on your life. Just
on anything, literally
something
anything.
Nice that's happened, something bad that's happened. Another Spanish phrase you want to give us?
Yeah, these are great.
I love Avalon. What a dream. The trans bitch from Target. Okay.
Let's do another one.
Okay. This caller called and left a very long message that got cut off. And so this is their second message where they're going to apologize and just jump into it. Okay. But for a little context, this has to do with a bad group chat. So listen to it and then I'll fill in the rest of the details. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Hi. I left you a voicemail that's crazy long. You don't have to listen to all of it. Basically, the point is, should I try to reach out to somebody who was actively trying to make my life miserable, hurt my feelings, and be mean to me for the sake of not letting other friends in a group of mine think that I'm too good for them or that I don't want to be their friend anymore because I said that I couldn't be around the person that was making my life like miserable. I guess I just don't know whether or not I should be reaching out or if I should be holding firm or if I should be holding my friends accountable. If I feel very not sure about all of it. My plan was just to cut everything off, you know, and only talk to my friends and leave this one toxic person out. But it's starting to apparently just negatively affect how I appear as a person, which really sucks. But I don't know. Yeah, the other voicemail was crazy long. My bad. I apologize. I'm not good at explaining things quickly. Also, there's so much shit happens, so I'm like, I can't dumb it down or, like, even condense it. Love the podcast. Sorry if this sucks. Happy to clarify in an email or whatever. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So for more context, there's a group chat. Our friend is on it. There's a number of people. And then there's another person who has been really unkind to our friend and has made a lot of biphobic comments to them and then made some unkind comments to other people. Our friend has gotten really fed up with it and left the chat. But by leaving the chat, the whole group is feeling really frustrated and like, oh, this person, they're too good for us. Like, that's why they left. They don't like us. They're too good for us. They found this out because our friend's roommate reported that back and is saying that they're confronting the rude person, but this roommate has also had a history of defending the rude person. So yeah, our friend is feeling conflicted because they don't want all their friends to feel like they're too uppity and too like good for them, but they also just do not want to be around this this unkind person. Mm-hmm. So this is the advice they're asking for.
I think it's helpful to say, I mean, since you're off of the group chat, you can't really do that. But I would be like, they're making biphobic comments and they're making me uncomfortable. That's why I left the group chat. I had a friend / roommate who was an alcoholic, which is, you know, their problem. But I didn't enjoy drinking with them because they got too drunk. So I just made a choice where I was like, you choose to do what you want with your life. I can't make you stop drinking. I can't make you want to stop drinking. That's your thing. But I can choose to not drink with you because I don't like how it feels. And I told him, I said, I know you, because he would be like, have some wine. Let's have a cocktail. And then finally I was like, hey, friend, I don't want to drink with you because I don't like what happens when we're drunk together. I don't like it. So unsubscribe. I'm not doing that. And he at first was like, well, that's not fair. And I was like, I mean, it's fair to me. I don't like it. So I'm not going to do it. And then the drinking at home kind of curtailed a little bit, and he would go out and do it because I wasn't available to, you know, do that with him. But like, we had an understanding that like, that was just something I didn't like. So it didn't happen as often. So I think there is a benefit to explaining to someone why you've removed yourself from a situation.
Mm-hmm. How do we think she should communicate that to everyone but this person?
Why can't she tell that person?
Oh, that person.
Why can't she say, hey, listen, I left our group chat because you've said some real awful comments about like my sexuality. Yeah. And it made me feel really uncomfortable. So I don't have to stick around for someone to make me feel uncomfortable. That's not cool. But like, just between you and me, like, happy to come back to the group chat. Happy to talk to you if you stop doing that shit. It's not fun.
Because it's also possible they don't even know that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
They might be like, haha, these are just jokes. But not knowing that, oh, it's actually hurting my friend and affecting them, and also painting a bad picture of me and my views. Because who knows? We don't know. Maybe either this person believes this stuff, or maybe they're just saying it to get a laugh. But either way, it's hurting your feelings, and you should let them know. I don't like jokes like that. Yeah. Or I don't like comments like that. You're making me uncomfortable, and that's why I left the group chat. And then if they're not receptive to it, then you have your answer.
And I feel like every time I've, not every time, but in recent times when I've talked to someone about an issue I've had with them, or they've talked to me about an issue they've had with me, I feel like it's better because I'm more cognizant and aware, and they're more cognizant and aware.
And whenever I've talked to a friend about something, it's usually not as like scary as I think it's going to be. Like, you're like, oh, it's gonna be a fight, or it's gonna be a whole thing, and usually they're like, oh, I didn't know. Or okay, I'll try to work on that, you know. I guess you don't know how it's gonna happen, but you already left the group chat, so it's like, I guess you could just not talk to this person. But then you're already not talking to this person, so you may as well try talking and see what happens. And if not, you can go back to not talking to this person.
Yeah, I agree. And then also, if the whole group knows, then nobody can be like, oh, you're being uppity. It's like, I'm not being uppity. I'm protecting myself.
Yeah, you can be vocal about it.
And you're more important than like what your friends think.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should be worried about what my dog Clyde thinks. No.
And Clyde is judgy.
He is.
Oh, there he is.
He's like smiling.
Yeah. Clyde likes you.
Yeah. Clyde likes you, and that's all that fucking matters.
Should we do one more?
Uno más. That's Espanol.
Yes, it is.
One of the makeup artists on my show, she's been trying to teach me some Spanish, and it's hard. I'm always like, no comprende.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Hi, Kimmy. Hi, Jordan. A first-time caller, not a first-time listener. I love the program. I'm Preston. Pronouns he, him. Have a little question that hopefully y'all can answer. Okay. So I'm in kind of a trio friend group that I had in college. It's me and two other girls, Rebecca and Jennifer. After college, we split up and kind of moved to different cities, and we still visit each other, of course, and now we're feeling like adults, and we like to travel outside of the cities we know. So we do a bunch of that. Well, when, of course, traveling, there's going to be shopping involved, either to like a thrift store or a cute clothing store that we just stumbled upon. And that has been difficult for us. Jennifer is a plus-size girl, and she finds it very difficult to find clothes in her size. Well, I noticed that when we go into these different stores, Jennifer has a lot of comments that kind of make the whole shopping experience very uncomfortable. Jennifer says stuff like, oh, you're lucky you can try on those clothes, or look at Preston, he can
put on anything and be fine. And she rolls her eyes and follows us around and just kind of, we can't shop, me and Rebecca. So when she says a comment like that, we kind of just head towards the door and we just say, I'm so sorry. You can find anything your size, or I'm so sorry that this store couldn't even cater to someone like you. It's ridiculous. And we don't stay in there more than, truly more than 20 seconds. And it just keeps happening. But no matter how many times we say sorry or how many times after we leave, we just want to bring light to the situation and just be happy with our friends. It's kind of like the air sucked out the room after all the comments and after she stares at me while I try on clothes. So I just want to know what to do. Of course, traveling is still going to be involved in the future as we get older and as we just figure out life and go a bunch of different, all over the place. You know, we still want to shop, me and Rebecca. So do we just, like, leave Jennifer out of shopping? Do we have to explain to Jennifer that her comments make us uncomfortable? Do we just stop shopping altogether when we go out and travel? Yeah, I just want to know because I just want to make everyone feel comfortable. I just want to feel comfortable. Yeah, so if you can help me out and answer that, that'll be really good because I don't know what to do. And hopefully that made sense. I had to write it down because I tried to leave a message earlier and I just kept messing up. I'm pretty sure I left six. Oh, goodness. I hope y'all can understand this one and I hope I get this one. But yeah, if you can help me out, that'd be great. Okay, hopefully that made sense. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
What a sweet friend. I like him. Yeah. I can answer this pretty well, I think, because she a fat bitch and she loves to shop. And she loves to travel and she loves a thrift store. The thing about thrift stores is, like, you can always find at least one gem. Like, I don't care what thrift store, like, maybe a vintage shop, no. But, like, a Savers or, like, a Salvation Army or a Goodwill, you can always find one magical fat little item and slide it on your big, thick body and be like, ding, 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 I did it. And it's fun. But sometimes you don't find anything and you do get a little sad about it. But I don't think my friend needs to apologize on behalf of the store for her not being able to find anything. And I think a thing you can do is look up. There are plus size resale shops in a lot of cities. Like Portland has one called Fat Fancy. I think they're still around. Minneapolis has one. Brooklyn, I think there's one. They may have closed, though. But yeah, just like Google plus size thrift stores or Google plus size shopping and then like make one stop for her. And then, I mean, if she was asking the question, I'd be like, also a fun thing is to pick out things for your friends. I love, like, we went to Edmonton and there was this fun thrift store where you got those
Decadence.
We love Decadence in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And they had like three things that fit me that I was like, that I still have, still wear, golden. And then I was like, oh, I'll just pick out shit for you. And it's like, sure, I wish I could wear it, but like a wishing and a hoping is not going to change my reality. So I was like, I'd rather my friend wear it than like some other stupid bitch.
I still have the things you picked out.
I love that. Oh, yeah, you do. Those purple pants. Yeah. Yum, yum. Oh, wait, it's a jumpsuit.
It was a jumpsuit with like crazy patterns and like mostly purple and black.
Yeah, it's good. But I think maybe include her. Be like, hey, help me pick out an outfit. Or like, ooh, this shirt's stretchy. Do you want to try it? And then be like, it's a thrift store, so like it may not fit because it's like, you know, you try everything on. And then if you find big things, bring them over to her and be like, hey, do you think this would fit? Because you do that. And yeah, it makes me feel, oh, my God, am I going to get misty-eyed? Is my period coming? It makes me it makes me feel like my friend understands how hard it is to shop as a plus size person. And it makes me feel like, oh, even though she has an easy time to shop, she's still considerate that it's hard for me. So when she finds something that looks a little bigger, she's like, ooh, put that on. And I'm like, thank you, Sashir. And whether it's my style or not, like, I'll always try it on because it might be my style. Who knows? But it just really, it makes me feel good. So I think that might be a really nice thing to do, like when you see something. But also, I hope she's not a person who gets like offended. She's like, I'm not that big. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's a fun thing you can do.
Yeah. I also wonder if this person actually likes shopping.
Ooh.
Because if when he was describing like
me and my other friend will shop and then she's following us. Mm. That doesn't sound like a shopper. When you and I go into a thrift store, we split. We like go to different sections. We'll see each other and be like, this? But like, we're not following each other because why would we? We're not looking for the same stuff. We're not looking for the same sizes. And then if we find something for each other, we'll walk to each other's cart and be like, here, try this on. But if she actually wanted to shop, she would be shopping. Like, how is she going to find anything if she's following you shopping?
You're right, because I think I only follow when I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Where are we going now? Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, ask her if she likes shopping.
She may not get joy from it. And then if that's the case, find a different activity for all of you to do.
Because if she doesn't find joy in shopping, oh my God, I almost said something terrible. I was like, she can go eat. You have to shop. But that's not what I meant. It just popped in my head. What I meant was like, she could go do something else. It doesn't have to be eat. God, I sound awful.
She can eat or do whatever other fat people do.
The reason why I thought it is because I will sometimes like go to the gym and you'll go get food.
Yeah.
So like when we vacation, this is one of the best things about vacationing with you. You are fine doing stuff alone. And I am fine doing stuff alone. Yeah. And then we come together, we get on a boat, and I make you swim too long and too far. I think about that often.
But yeah, I love feeling like I don't have to be tethered to another person when we're traveling. So yeah, I don't know how long your friendship threesome has been traveling together, but I wonder if this is maybe a new thing you can introduce to the trips where it's like, hey, if you don't want to shop, maybe do something else. Or you and you can do this thing and I'll go shop by myself or whatever. You know, you don't always have to do every single activity together because it probably only take like an hour max, hour and a half or something. And then you can meet up and do something together later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of things that she could do with. Literally, the only thing I can think of is food because I don't eat.
That's what I would be doing. I love eating.
That's what you do.
Read by the pool.
Oh, yes.
Go to a museum.
Yes.
There's whatever. Anything. Go walk in a park. Go sit in a park.
Yoga.
Go do yoga. Take a yoga class.
Love yoga.
Yeah. There's stuff to do by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then, or also, thrift stores have more things than clothes. Maybe there's like some little trinkets or things that you might want to find, or some accessories, some purses. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I will say, don't suggest look for accessories. Because in like a straight size store, that is the only thing you can, you know, look at. So that might be a trigger to be like, oh, go look at purses. And it's like, yeah, because that purse is the only thing that fits my fat arms. So, yeah, I think it's just like,
I think there's some rings maybe you could look at.
Yeah, right. Rings on these sausages. I really think if you're in a thrift store, specifically thrift, not vintage. Vintage is very hard to find.
Yes.
Because I don't know. I know people were big back then. Maybe there's less big people.
I don't know where their stuff is.
I don't know where the stuff is either.
But they're not in vintage stores.
Not at all. Maybe Goodwill. I don't know. But
true thrift stores.
Yeah. You'll find vintage. Bigger stuff. Because every city has a woman named Big Mama who has some going out shirts, and I own a lot of them.
Sometimes Big Mama had to leave the house and look her best.
Uh-huh.
And then her family passed them on to Goodwill.
Yes.
And now they're yours
mine.
For the taking. Yeah.
I have this one dress that's like real youthful looking. It's definitely from the 80s. And every time I wear it, I'm like, some like fun, spunky, fat person wore this and then was tragically killed.
Tragically.
I don't know why I feel that way, but that's how I feel, G.
You can feel the spirit coming through.
She was like, I was fun. Well, that's it, I think.
That's it.
If you have a problem, query, question, or you are Avalon, you can call us at 424-645-7003. Oh, all right. And then you could do it.
You can do it.
Oh, we have an email. NicoleandSashara@gmail.com.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, oh boy, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. RRS. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Bye.
Bye.
You two are so silly.
Legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.